Admiral Nancy Brown is joining me this morning. First off, it's good to see you again.
It's good to be here.
You've been well?
I have been very well.
I know you've been busy.
Well, got to stay busy.
Yeah, actually, momentum is a good thing, isn't it?
It is.
I was excited when I saw that you had a new date set for the next honor flight of Southern Illinois.
It is exciting. It's amazing. It's wonderful. And we are really looking forward to this third flight.
All right. So, what's our date?
April 24th.
What day of the week is that, Nancy?
Tuesday.
It's on a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So, you'll fly out, crack of dawn 30.
Yes.
On Tuesday.
Tuesday and morning, get back 6 late. O'clock, and get back about 8:30.
All right. Mm-hmm. So this year, how many seats, how many veterans, and I guess should we ask veterans and their helpers, or how does that?
We'll take about 65 vets and then 65 guardians.
So a big plane then.
Mm-hmm. 150
seats. 150
seats. Right.
I was also a little concerned when I understand, and you know, because I think we're all used to, Board of Trustees made it very clear that they think people are used to increases. You know, maybe 1-3% when you see something go up, but it went up more than that.
It did. Our charter cost went up about 15%, and it was a real shock to us. And we've been working closely with the airlines. There's lots of reasons for that increase. One of the big ones is the cost of gas, jet fuel. The airlines they're very good to the vets. They treat them well. We get good service. American has been very easy to work with. They provide a good service. The increase, they tell me, is a one-time readjustment that they hadn't increased their charter costs for a while, and so they're trying to stabilize things, and so they tell me that we shouldn't see another increase. So I'm hoping that that's the case. They're also trying to do some things that might help decrease our charter costs by identifying different planes from different locales that they can put into service for us.
Had they been kind of cutting you a deal before?
Well,
or was it just a straight charter rate?
No, it's actually, if you talk to other airlines, it's a pretty good rate.
Right, good.
Yeah, I mean, it's competitive, and it's a lot cheaper than a couple of quotes we got from other airlines.
All right, the April 24th date, where are you in the spectrum of having the seats filled? Because there had been a run for the door when this had first started, our first couple of flights. And I'm wondering, you know, because there are still some people that are hearing about it for the first time. Hard to imagine from our standpoint.
Right, right.
We're in the bottle
mm-hmm.
on this. But I've you know, even when I called, a matter of fact, one of my friends went with your last trip from RC. Did you get a chance to meet RC from Golconda?
Yes, I did.
Good.
I did.
Is he not the greatest guy ever?
Yes. But they're all great,
they
so
are,
I got to tell you.
Right. I got a couple of favorites, and it's for personal reasons, of course, that, you know, they're kind of coming on board and getting knowledge. And I think others watch other people do it, and they go, you know, maybe that's something. They come to it at their own time.
Right.
So what are you seeing when it comes to participation?
We almost have the plane full.
Already?
Yes. We're still taking applications, World War II vets, if there are any others out there, we will still get them on the plane. But we have over 50 Korean war vets that have applied.
Good.
So
I knew that was going to be a process, and I knew that, you know, because of, well, for very practical reasons, World War II veterans first. We're talking about time marches
right.
on here, but you know it and the last man I donated to have George Mace
right.
placed on a chair.
Right.
He was a Korean veteran,
yeah.
and you know, older,
right?
And so you've got that kind of pressure kind of going on. I want to buy a chair again this year, too, okay?
Great.
So don't forget
okay.
to get some money from me for that. That's like $100, right?
It's $100, yeah.
Yeah, worth every penny. And I know you've got the wheelchair issues taken care of, so that's good.
Well, we still need more wheelchairs.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. We have 50, and all of the...
We need 15 more.
We need at least that many more, and you need a couple of spares. So
backups, yeah.
We'd like to buy 20, maybe 25 more.
Well, maybe I can help.
So you know, anybody who wants to buy a banner in memory or in to just commemorate someone, we, you know, you can go on our website, veteranshonorflight.org, and get the details for how to buy a wheelchair banner.
Speaking of which, I'm going to post that up at our Facebook page here, and you'll be able to tell it easy enough because the picture I'm getting ready to take of Nancy will be with it. She's going, oh, you didn't tell me about that part. I know. I'm a bad man. You know this.
This is radio. I'm not supposed to have to look good.
Something I've counted on for basically 42 years. Now, here's the other item, Nancy. There are a lot of people, and I do mean a lot of people. You know, you and I both, you know, country folk, we know the steady drip fills the bucket. And you really do have a lot of people that have come forward to help in a long list of fundraising efforts.
Right. It really has. And just the, you know, $5, $10 contributions, you can make a contribution on our website through PayPal. And those have come in steadily. People have done fundraisers for us. It really has been amazing to see the amount of support that we continue to get from the local community. And on February 17th, the Marion Professional Firefighters are having a bash
right
at Harley-Davidson warehouse.
You're not going to believe this, but I got the firemen coming in on Monday to talk about it.
Okay, well, they are giving the proceeds to Veterans Honor Flight.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and so we're trying to help them sell tickets. You can get information about how to buy a ticket on our Facebook page. If you have a smartphone, you can download an app, Eventbrite, and you can buy tickets for the event through that. It's $100 for two people. That's dinner, dancing, two draft beers. There will be a cash bar. There are going to be drawings that evening, so you can win money. Right. And so it should be a great event. And they're going to split the proceeds between their scholarship fund and Veterans Honor Flight.
Good.
So we're very excited about that.
Do you know, have you done the math on what it takes to send one veteran to D.C. or one veteran and their helper? Do you know what the math is on that?
What we've come up with is a program where you can sponsor a vet for $625. And you get a plaque or a little, you know, certificate saying you sponsored
right.
a certain vet. You can name the vet you want to sponsor, or you can just sponsor whoever
we
get on the plane.
Right, who's already on the list.
Right.
So how do you go about this? If you've if you're a veteran, you've got a family member that you think would be interested, how do you go about contacting Honor Flight and getting on board this flight?
Well, you go to our website, veteranshonorflight.org, and you fill out an application.
Okay.
And that gets you into the system, and then we prioritize based on conflict and when we receive the application.
You know, the other thing I think we maybe misunderstand or don't appreciate is how many people are involved, not the ones that are going on the flights, not the ones that are necessarily the fundraisers, but the organization itself has really grown. You know, you've been joined on and Doug Kimmel out at the airport, and you see people that go, oh, I'm working on that too, and they literally run into each other, and the group gets bigger.
Right.
I mean, it's almost like critical mass. We got atoms bumping into each other going, hey, let's, and the heat builds up. I mean, I've really seen this grow for the people who will never get on board that flight, maybe never go to Washington, D.C. themselves out of Southern Illinois ever, but want to assure that people who have served this country can go. And those are the people, the ones that you'll never hear their name on the air. And it's not because we don't want to. It's just there's that many of them.
Right.
Those are the real heroes here.
Well, we couldn't do this without all of the volunteers. We are a volunteer nonprofit organization. And so if we didn't have dedicated folks that want to help and support veterans, We couldn't make these flights happen at all.
Hey, it's really great to have you in the studio again.
Thank you.
All right, April 24th.
April 24th.
Veterans Airport, Honor Flight 3.